Now and again, we get a chance to trace the lives of Americans abroad. And this morning, we have the story of some students who almost didn't make it abroad. They're low-income students from San Jose City College. They made plans to go to Vietnam. Their obstacle was some Vietnamese Americans who want no contact with their native country's communist government. Once they reached Vietnam, they told NPR's Michael Sullivan what it took to get there.
Saturday morning at Hanoi's One Pillar Pagoda, a popular stop for tourists from all over the world. In the past year, Vietnam has seen several high-profile U.S. visitors, including Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, and President Bush, who came along with 19 other heads of state for November's APEC summit. Among today's visitors, two dozen students from San Jose City College and its sister school, Evergreen Valley College. On the tail end of a two-week trip that's part of the district's Global Education Opportunities Program.
Can people go up?
I don't know if we're allowed to go up.
Can we go up? Can we pray for what we wish?
Good grades.
Let's pray this is not the last trip I take you guys. Come on.
Mai Li Ho is a Vietnamese-American, a faculty member at San Jose City College, and an organizer of the trip.
This is probably one of the few programs where you bring low-income students to study abroad in third world country, bringing untraditional students to a place where we once bombed and called our enemy.
Joni Dannenberg is a political science major, a single mom, and a member of the student government at San Jose City College. She says she couldn't have made the trip financially without the school's help, but was frightened and alarmed by the opposition to it by some in San Jose's Vietnamese-American community.
We showed up at a board meeting where they were protesting, and they showed up in military uniforms and yelling at us that we were communist pigs. And it was a little intimidating, to say the least. They got the chancellor and several board members to no longer come on the trip, and they came very close to getting what they wanted.
Dannenberg says the trip has made her more grateful for the freedoms and opportunities she has as an American, though her decision to come has been painful on a personal level as well, some in her family veterans of the Vietnam War.
Most of my family didn't want me to come on this trip. Several of them aren't speaking to me anymore because I came, because they are still wrapped up in the Vietnam War and what it meant to them.
The Ho Chi Minh Museum and Mausoleum are right next door, but off-limits to the group. Organizers afraid that any official visit to these communist icons might be used as ammunition by critics back home. So it was off to the Temple of Literature, Vietnam's first university, established by the Emperor Li Tang Tong more than 900 years ago. Evergreen student Mary Pham is one of five Vietnamese-American students on the trip. She says her family encouraged her to come to learn more about her culture. While in Vietnam, she's met several aunts, uncles, and cousins for the first time.
I've always felt like I just kind of almost embarrassed about my culture growing up. I mean, I was the only one who did the little, had an altar and burnt incense. I had no one else that shared that same experience. So I always felt like an outcast in that sense. So I'm happy. I feel like so proud of my culture now. I want to learn Vietnamese now.
Lily Ruiz, 25, is from Mexico and studying to be a dental hygienist.
Where I live, there's all Vietnamese. So I interact with them and I have a lot of Vietnamese friends and I wanted to understand more of their culture. And when they said there's a trip to go to Vietnam, I was the first one to sign because I wanted to come to Vietnam. I'm a single mom. I work. I go to school. I could have never afford this trip. Never. And it's just been a great experience for me to come. And so now I go back with the whole new perspective of Vietnamese and trying to understand them a little bit more.
Understanding is something all these students say is lacking among those protesting their trip here. And they worry that this small but vocal minority might ensure that this is the first and last trip the program makes to Vietnam. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.